Life in a rock or life in a womb?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the book, The Great Dinosaur Mystery Solved. Okay, Ken, that sounded interesting there. Are you going to somehow compare the acceptance of life in that meteorite from Mars we all talked about years ago with the rejection of life in the mother's womb?
I certainly am. Do you remember when some evolutionary scientists claimed they found evidence of life in a meteorite that supposedly came from Mars? And they based their conclusions on some chemical compounds and microscopic markings. Well, even though other scientists totally disagreed with this claim, the press told the world that scientists had found life on Mars. Even politicians praised it as one of the most startling discoveries of the century. And it was at that time that the former President Bill Clinton publicly gave his support to fund more research on Mars. You know, the amazing irony is that these people get excited about unknown markings that might be evidence of life, and they're willing to spend millions of dollars to continue the search. And yet, many of these same scientists and politicians look at a baby in a mother's womb and they say it's not life. They really don't care if millions of babies are aborted. No wonder the Bible tells us that professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Western nations need to restore the foundation of God's Word, beginning with Genesis, which explains the truth about life in the womb.
The book of Genesis also explains the truth about why we have so much death and suffering in the world. Ken Ham has written a booklet on this topic, and it's available on our website, answersradio.com.